You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Ryssdal. Let's jump in today at the intersection of technology and the tariff dispute. The Chinese electronics manufacturer ZTE was on the brink of collapse after the U.S. government punished it last month for breaking American sanctions by selling products in Iran and North Korea that contained American-made parts. But in a sudden Twitter turnabout, President Trump now says he's working to save ZTE, and he seems poised to use the company's position and its reliance on American tech as a bargaining chip in the testy trade talks between the U.S. and China. Marketplace's Aaron Schrank tells us how we got here.
You may not have heard much about ZTE, but the Chinese company is the fourth largest manufacturer of mobile phones sold in the U.S. Last week, the company said it was ceasing major operations.
The decision seems to have taken ZTE and also Beijing completely by surprise, insofar as it's giving essentially a death sentence to the company.
Jude Blanchett is with international advisory firm The Crumpton Group. The reason the Commerce Department's ban on purchasing U.S. equipment could be seen as a death sentence, according to Christine McDaniel at George Mason University.
It indicated that this company was nearly wholly reliant on U.S. technology.
ZTE relies on components from around the world, but especially microprocessors from American manufacturers like Qualcomm. ZTE has lobbied hard to be able to buy parts from U.S. companies again. But James Lewis with the Center for Strategic and International Studies says the dispute is likely to have another effect.
The Chinese have always worried about their dependence on U.S. technology, and the ZTE case only made them think, we're right, we've got to accelerate our efforts to escape that dependency.
Lewis says one source of worry for China, spying. Beijing fears U.S. parts in Chinese phones could be used for intelligence gathering. It goes both ways, of course. The U.S. has similar fears about Chinese technology. Trump's ZTE lifeline is seen as leverage when U.S. officials are scheduled to talk with China's top economic aide tomorrow. I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.